ala rasulihil karim. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has strongly encouraged, also holding steadfastly to the company of the pious and mentioning that one will derive various types of benefits, that we sit with the near intention that our own islah and rectification takes place, of the inner self, our akhlaq and character rectified. And when Allah Ta'ala sends down His special mercies upon His close and beloved servants, then on account of being in proximity of them, those mercies also come upon us and we derive from it, and also to inculcate the qualities that Allah Ta'ala has blessed them with. Now we are very fortunate to welcome نُرَحِّبُ مِنْ أَعْمَاقِ قُلُوبِنَا وَنَقُولُ أَهْلًا وَسَهْلًا وَمَرْحَبًا لِضُيُوفِنَا الْكِرَامِ وَعَلَى رَأْسِهِمْ الشَّيْخ مُحَمَّدْ عَدِيلُ الشَّيْخ مُحَمَّدْ أَفَنْدِي حَفِظَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى وخادمه الخاص وشيخنا حبيبنا الشيخ شفيق ومع ذلك الأخ عبد القادر الشيخ عبد القادر. نقول من أعماق قلوبنا أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم ودخلتم في بيوتكم ونحن نتشرف ولا نجد ألفاظا نظهر السرور بوجودكم الكرام وقدومكم الطيب فيما بيننا, فنقول أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا والله يديم هذه المحبة إن شاء الله تعالى. Just to give a brief introduction, we are very fortunate to have our brothers who have come arrived today from Istanbul, from amongst the very close students and khuddam of Sheikh Mahmoud Afendi, hafidhahullah ta'ala. We have Sheikh Muhammad, who is the brother-in-law as well as the special khadim of Sheikh Mahmoud Afendi, hafidhahullah. We also have in our midst Sheikh Shafiq, who will be addressing us very soon, as well as Sheikh Abdul Qadir, our honorable respected guests who have come. And as said, they are very, very close to Sheikh Mahmoud Afendi. Sheikh Mahmoud Afendi, hafidhahullah ta'ala, amongst the shining lights of the Ummah. Just some very, very brief introduction. He was present in Turkey at a time when there was a serious effort to secularize, to de-Islamicize Turkey. And throughout that entire period, he held steadfastly to Islam in its pure form, and especially upholding the Sunnah and the love for the Sunnah. Our respected guest, Sheikh Shafiq, will narrate to us an amazing incident regarding the love of Sunnah that Sheikh Mahmoud rahimahullah ta'ala, hafidhahullah ta'ala, has. He had gone through many, many difficulties, many sacrifices. There were imprisonments. His close people had been assassinated purely because of the love of Sunnah. But alhamdulillah, they have held steadfast, and millions of people have benefited in Turkey from his presence, from his company, from his piety, from his advices. So we're extremely fortunate to have them. Just to tell you the lofty character that they have, our most respected and honorable Ustad, Hazmuna Shabir Sahib Saluji, Dama Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, whom we are fortunate to have now and again imparting his advices to us. We know Mawlana Sekenil has been diagnosed with cancer and is undergoing treatment at present. May Allah Ta'ala grant complete shifa because of Mawlana's services to the Ummah in Turkey and surrounding areas, and his interaction with Sheikh Mahmoud Afendi. Look at the lofty character of these people. Sheikh had actually, the reason these three brothers are here, Sheikh Mahmoud Afendi, hafidhahullah, has sent them especially because he cannot personally, because of weakness and ill health and old age, he's unable to come himself, has sent them specifically with the intention of iyadah, of visiting Hazrat Mawlana Shabir Sahib in his illness on his behalf. This speaks volumes about the lofty character that they possess, and also the great services that our ulama held in great esteem for the services that they have rendered in various parts of the world. So we request now our most respected guest, Sheikh Shafiq, previously many years ago, had also blessed us with his advices. نطلب ونلتمس من شيخنا الكريم الشيخ شفيق أن يفيض علينا من لآله الخاصة جزاكم الله خيرا تفضلوا أهلا وسهلا.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين, والصلاة والسلام على رسولنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين, أما بعد. الحمد لله الذي جمعنا في هذا المكان المبارك. الحمد لله التقينا بإخواننا المسلمين في جنوب أفريقيا, وأتينا وأتينا بسلام من الشيخ الكبير الجليل شيخ محمود أفندي إليكم نبلغ سلامه إليكم ودعواته.
After praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and salutations upon our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, first and foremost, as an amana, Shaykh conveys that we convey to you the warmest salams with love from Shaykh Mahmud Afendi, hafidhahullah, who has asked them to convey his salams to us. So we respond and say, wa alayka wa alayhi salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
نحن ثلة من خدم الشيخ محمود أفندي كندس سره وسبب زيارتنا أننا سمعنا أن الشيخ الجليل المبارك شيخ شبير أحمد حفظه الله تعالى ورعاه أصابه شيء من المرض فأردنا أن نعوده لأنه حق المسلم على المسلم خمس منها عيادة المريض أتينا لعيادته نيابة عن شيخنا وللتواصل بين المسلمين وتقوية الارتباط بينهم.
To express the reason for our visit to South Africa at this stage is that on behalf of our most respected, we are, alhamdulillah, this is firstly, we are among those who have the honor of having this connection and being related spiritually to Sheikh Mahmud Afendi Hafidhahullah Ta'ala. And the reason for our visit at this moment in time in coming to South Africa is that on behalf of our respected Sheikh, Sheikh Mahmud, we have been asked to visit on his behalf the most respected and senior alim of our country, Hazrat Sheikh Maulana Shabir Ahmed Saluji Hafidhahullah Ta'ala, who has gone through some illness. So on behalf of our Sheikh, he has asked us on his behalf to visit, bringing alive the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that amongst the rights that one Muslim enjoys over others, amongst the rights enjoyed is that when a person is ill, we visit them. So fulfilling this right of visiting, and also as a means of strengthening and establishing the links between Muslims in different parts of the world, this is the intention with which we have visited.
Shaykhuna, Shaykh Mahmud Afendi Kuddis Sirruhu, هو من أكبر العلماء في تركيا ومن أجل المشايخ النقشبندية. أريد أن أتكلم في سيرة حياته قليلا حتى نتعرف عليه. هو عمره قرابة 90، مولده في سنة 1928، و كما تعرفون بعد الانقراض الدولة العثماني تأسس دولة التركية الجمهورية، والذين يقودونها أولا كانوا يشددون الأمور على المسلمين والإسلام حتى منعوا شعائر الإسلام وخربوا المساجد والمدارس ونفوا العلماء وقتلوهم وحصل ما حصل من الشنائع، وصار الناس جهلاء من طريق الدين، وحتى يعني أن بعض الناس كانوا يعجزون عن تلفظ كلمة الشهادتين.
So I would like to at the outset give some brief introduction regarding this great personality, Sheikh Mahmud Efendi Hafidhahullah. He is amongst the most senior ulama of Turkey at present, and also amongst the great mashayikh of the Naqshbandi tariqa in tasawuf. Sheikh was born in 1928, so he's approximately almost 90 years old at present. And Sheikh was born at a time where the Ottoman Empire, the Uthmani Khilafah, had come to an end very sadly, and then the Republic of Turkey was established, but with many rules and regulations. With this in mind, as said in the introduction, to totally de-Islamicize Turkey, masajid, madaris were completely banned. They had become deserted. Ulama, many had met their martyrdom. Many had to flee from the country. So extreme rigidity and difficulty in taking Islam away from the hearts of the Muslims in Turkey, until such a time it had reached such a level, the efforts that were made at de-Islamicization, that many a people were unable to even recite the kalima. Such an effort was made in the secularization that many a person would not even be able to recite the kalima, the shahada, to proclaim his Islam.
في مثل هذه الظروف الشاقة الصعبة والذين تحملوا الإسلام إلينا هم مشايخنا خصوصا مشايخ الطرق الصوفية حملوا العلم والعمل والإخلاص والعقيدة كلها في ظروف صعبة جدا، درسوا في الجبال والمغارات وفي المقابر وتحت الأبنية، هكذا حافظوا على ديننا وحافظوا على مذهبنا أهل السنة والجماعة وحافظوا على مذاهب أئمتنا الأربعة، الحمد لله شيخنا منهم. و
So under these extremely challenging and brutalities were meted out under these very, very challenging and difficult circumstances where holding on to Islam in any form could be tantamount to severe punishment and even losing one's life. Under these extremely difficult circumstances, it was our ulama, our mashayikh from the very tariqas of tasawwuf who had kept alive within us the love of sunnah, the practice upon the deen of Islam, on the madhab of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and also on the madhab of the four Imams in Fiqh. They had kept alive Islam in its true form, conveyed it to us with great trustworthiness under extremely difficult circumstances. Great sacrifices were given wherein they imparted Islam in its true form to us when all efforts were made to completely extinguish it. So therefore they would, for example, teach in secrecy. Sometimes they had to go to the mountains to impart knowledge. Sometimes they would go into caves. Many a times they had to go secretively into graveyards, any place of secrecy where they would find, they would utilize that opportunity to pass on Islam to the next generation as conveyed by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that come down generation to generation. So with great sacrifices had carried this great responsibility of imparting Islam in its true form unto us. May Allah Ta'ala reward them abundantly for these sacrifices. And amongst those who had carried out this great task was none other than Sheikh Mahmud Effendi, Hafidhahullah.
شيخنا منذ صغره له أحوال عجيبة الناس يقصونها، وهو حفظ القرآن الكريم وهو ابن 6 سنوات، ومعروف بين الناس بشدة اتباعه لسنة الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم، وكان الناس صغارا وكبارا يحترمونه وهو صغير.
Amongst the information that we can gather, and this is a means of inspiring us, Sheikh Mahmud, under those very difficult circumstances, had memorized the Quran when he was merely 6 years old. He had committed the Quran Karim to memory when he was 6 years old, and due to that, people, elderly and young, had given great respect and honor to him from a very young age, from a very, very tender age. They had respected him for this great promise that was seen in him. And also he is renowned. One thing that he is renowned for is his extreme love and adherence to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in all aspects of his life.
وكان لا يلعب مع الصبيان ودائما يقرأ القرآن الكريم، وبعد حفظه بدأ بدرس اللغة العربية وعلوم الشرعية، وكان الناس يحترمونه حتى الكبار لا يتكلمون عنده كلام فارغ، لأنه لا يوجد منه إلى الآن منذ يعني 90 سنة لم يرى أحد أنه يتكلم من أمور الدنيا الفارغة مما يسمى في ديننا ما لا يعنيه. من حسن إسلام المرء تركه ما لا يعنيه. وهو قال في هذه الأمور مثلا: إلى الآن ما أراني الله محرما قط، عيناه ما رأتا محرما قط في طول حياته. هل يستطيع أحد أن يتكلم بهذه الجملة إلا أن يكون أعمى من يعني من ولادته؟
After having completed his hifz, Sheikh then went on to continue his studies in Arabic and other Islamic studies, developed proficiency in those, and he was given great honor and respect. And one outstanding quality that Sheikh possesses from his young age up to this point in time is great guarding and protecting of the tongue. Would never utter any statement or words that were of no benefit to anybody. And this is the teachings of the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that amongst the manifestations of the beauty of Islam of Islam in a person is that person forsakes that which does not pertain, which is of no benefit to a person, neither for his deen or dunya. that he refrains from all types of speech and actions that are of no benefit and no bearing to a person. So because of him having this quality, those around him would never take the courage to utter any speech that is void of any benefit or speech that may be prohibited in deen. Another outstanding quality for which Shaykh is renowned, and he mentions this sometimes, that from the time of becoming of age up to this point, his eyes have never set gaze on haram. He has never looked at haram. So who of us can say this in these times, when you know there are so many challenges and tribulations around us in this regard? One thing that he has greatly emphasized and lived by example is the protection of gaze, never having looked and cast his gaze towards haram from the time of becoming of age up to now. This is really an outstanding attribute and quality.
وَكَانَ يُحْيِي اللَّيَالِي بِطَلَبِ الْعِلْمِ وَطَلَبِ الْمَعْرِفَةِ وَطَلَبِ الْإِخْلَاصِ. هو لم يفته صلاة التهجد ولم تفته صلاة بالجماعة منذ صغره في وعمره 6 سنوات. من 6 سنوات إلى يومنا هذا ما تفوته صلاة يعني الصلاة بالجماعة ولا التهجد. ومع كونه عالما جليلا الناس يعرفونه بشدة اتباعه لسنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Another outstanding quality regarding Shaykh is that from the age of 6 up to now, he has not missed salat in jamaat, in congregation, and neither has he missed out the tahajjud salah from that age up to now. And another outstanding quality with which he is renowned is profound love, extreme love for the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
أخذ العلوم الشرعية من صهره زوج أخته دورسون فيضي أفندي أحد أكابر العلماء في الدولة العثمانية ومفتش المدارس في آخر الدولة العثمانية دورسون فيضي أفندي وكان هو صهره وأخذ عنه الإجازة من جميع علوم الشرعية وعمره 16 سنة.
Shaykh had qualified as an alim, had attained ijaza and permission, and this is a tradition that when one has learned for a number of years at the hands of an alim and he sees one proficient, he then gives ijaza and permission for that person to take the baton onwards and carry on the ilm. So he had attained this ijaza at a relatively very young age, at the age of 16. Basically we can say he had qualified as an alim, was trusted by his respected Shaykh Dursun Faydi Effendi, a very great alim at the end times of the Uthmani Khilafah and the times thereafter. So he had benefited tremendously from his knowledge and then imparted it and passed it on to amongst other Shaykh Mahmud Effendi. At the age of 16 he had continued the carrying of this light of imparting knowledge of Islam.
بعد الإجازة العلمية كان يؤم مسجد قريته ويدرس طلبته إلى أن ذهب إلى الوظيفة العسكرية وتعرف على شيخه الأكبر شيخ علي حيدر أفندي وهو في وظيفة العسكرية. شيخ علي حيدر أفندي هو من أكبر العلماء في آخر الدولة العثمانية ومفوض إليه الإفتاء على المذاهب الأربعة وطلب منه الحكومة العثمانية أن يكون شيخ الإسلام ولكنه رد المنصب. بعده شيخ مصطفى صابري أفندي هو نصبوه شيخ الإسلام وكان محمد زاهد الكوثري مساعده. شيخنا أخذ الطريقة والعلوم من الشيخ علي حيدر أفندي وبقي عنده 8 سنوات.
Thereafter, Shaykh, the compulsory time that one had to spend in the military, it was at this point where he had come into interaction with his spiritual guide in Tasawwuf, Shaykh Ali Haidar Effendi, rahimahullahu ta'ala, amongst the most senior ulama in Turkey at the end times of the Uthmani Khilafah. He was offered to become a specific position that was known as the Shaykhul Islam, being appointed on behalf of the Uthmani Khilafah at that time. He was offered this position, he had refused it. Shaykh Mustafa Sabri was then given, assisted by Allama Zahid al-Kawthari. These are giants. If one is in the field of knowledge, the names that are being taken are giants. So Sheikh had spent 8 years under the tutorship in spiritual guidance of his Sheikh, Sheikh Ali Haidar Afendi, at that critical time in his life. And these were in the years he was introduced to him at the time when he had to go through his compulsory military training.
بعد وفاة شيخه شيخ الهيدر أفندي في سنة 1960 تخلف عنه وظيفة الإرشاد والتربية والتبليغ وأسس المدارس في تركيا كان لا يوجد مدرسة إلا قليل فالآن أظن أنه يعني مدارسه معظمها غير رسمية فألفين مدرسة تقريبا يوجد في تركيا الآن تحت رعايته.
After his Sheikh had passed away in 1960, he continued imparting this knowledge and the love of the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as well as spiritual guidance, and had begun when madaris were banned, then unofficially and secretively madaris were established, and in this network, alhamdulillah, under Sheikh's tutorship and under Sheikh's guidance, there are in excess of 2,000 madrasas at present in Turkey.
أنا أحكي عنه شيئين وإن شاء الله نتبرك به. التقيت بأحد طلابه درس عنده سنتين. شيخ علي كان يقول درست عنده سنتين ولم أره على الفراش ليلا ولا نهارا. كان يبقى في المدرسة 6 أيام ويوم من الأسبوع يبقى عند أهله. كنا نفرش له فراش ونلفه صباحا وما رأيته على الفراش أبدا سنتين كان يتعبد الله عز وجل وكان يطالع العلم. هذا شيء الشيء الأول. الثاني قبل 20 سنة تقريبا أن بعض الصحفيين سموه وجماعته بكلمة المحموديين نسبوا جماعته إليه فحزن من هذا وطلع المنبر يوم الجمعة فقال سمعت أن بعض الناس يقولون عنا المحموديين بالله عليكم هل أتيت بدين جديد يوجد للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم 4,000 ونيف من السنن يطبق في الليل واليوم من رأى مني تركت 3 من سننه صلى الله عليه وسلم فلا يصلي خلفي.
Says I will mention 2 things by which we derive great benefit regarding Sheikh Mahmud, Hafidhahullah. He says that on one occasion he says I personally met one of his students who had studied under him under the earlier years. His name is Sheikh Ali. Sheikh Ali says that in the madrasa where we used to study, Sheikh used to spend 6 days with us in the madrasa and used to just go 1 day a week to his family. And he says, in this time, day and night, we rarely would see him sleeping and lying down on a bed and sleeping. Majority of his time would be spent in studying books, in dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We hardly had the opportunity of seeing him resting. And Allah gives the spiritual strength for those who dedicate themselves unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, a second thing that I narrate to you is that approximately 20 years ago, some people leveled an accusation regarding Sheikh and his followers that they actually, it is a personality cult, that they're actually following him. Sheikh was completely saddened by these statements, and on the minbar he made an announcement that people leveled this accusation that they are following me as a personality, whereas this is as far as possible from the truth, because I have not brought to you any new deen. I'm presenting to you the deen as taught by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the ummah. And then he made a very profound statement from the minbar, and he says that having studied very closely, and we know in his case living the sunnah in practical terms, he says, I have seen that day and night in a 24-hour cycle, there are approximately 4,000 sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a 24-hour cycle. And then he says and announces that if any of you sees me even forsaking 3 of the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam at any time, day and night, then I'm not worthy of it that you even follow me in salah. You may as well leave my company if that is the case. This is a profound statement regarding his love and adherence to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
الآن النصيحة للإمام الأجل الإمام الرباني قدس الله سره أحمد الفاروق السرهندي إن شاء الله أنا أقرأ منه والشيخ برهان حفظه الله يترجم.
We look some advices by Sheikh Ahmed Sarhindi, Jadid al-Fithani, rahimahullah ta'ala. I will read some text and it will be translated inshallah.
أيها الولد إن الذي ينفع الإنسان غدا هو متابعة صاحب الشريعة عليه الصلاة والسلام فإن اجتمعت الأحوال والمواجيد والعلوم والمعارف والإشارات والرموز مع تلك المتابعة فبها ونعمت وإلا فلا شيء سوى الخذلان والاستدراج.
Sheikh says advising the child and his son that know very well that your happiness and success lies only in one thing, and that is emulating and living the teachings of Islam in practical terms, bringing it alive in your life. If it so happens that you may have all the great words of wisdom and as much knowledge as possible and as much delving into philosophical terms and spiritualities, if they go together with the teachings of Islam, then alhamdulillah. But if you do not live practical Islam, you can have all the knowledge, you can have all the great depths and words of wisdom, that will avail you nothing if you are not living in practical terms, living Islam in its true form in all aspects of your life.
رأى شخص سيد الطائفة الجنيد البغدادي قدس سره بعد وفاته فسأله عن حاله فقال الجنيد قدس سره في جوابه طاحت العبارات وفنيت الإشارات وما نفعنا إلا ركينعات ركعناها في جوف الليل.
Somebody had seen one of the great scholars and ulama of the ummah, Junaid Baghdadi rahimahullah ta'ala, after he had passed away, and asked him what has become of him. He says all the many words and volumes of wisdom, those are there on his place, but nothing has benefited me as immensely as two rakats that I had performed in the dark of night, in the depth of night when none but Allah Ta'ala could see me. Those two rakats that I had performed is something that benefits me more than anything else that I have done throughout my entire life.
فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِمُتَابَعَتِهِ وَمُتَابَعَةِ خُلَفَائِهِ الرَّاشِدِينَ عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَيْهِمُ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَمُخَالَفَةَ شَرِيعَتِهِ قَوْلًا وَعَمَلًا وَاعْتِقَادًا.
So I strongly emphasize the advice to you that hold steadfastly to the Sharia, the teachings of Islam, live, emulate the Mubarak ways of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and those of his Khulafa'i Rashidin who had succeeded him in the best of manners. Live Islam, practical Islam, bring those alive in your life, and make every effort to abstain and refrain from non-practice and neglect in the practicing of the teachings of Islam in every aspect of your life.
نحن مسرورون ومتشرفون برؤية هؤلاء الوجوه النيرة وجزاكم الله عنا خيرا. الله عز وجل إن شاء الله يزيد في الارتباط ونأتي إليكم وأنتم تأتون إلينا حتى يحصل الارتباط بين المسلمين قويا كما يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ترى المؤمنين في توادهم وتراحمهم وتعاطفهم كمثل الجسد إذا اشتكى عضو تداعى له سائر جسده بالسهر والحمى وقال في حديث آخر المسلم أخو المسلم لا يظلمه ولا يسلمه.
As in conclusion, it gives us great happiness and joy and honor to see your illuminated faces and to be in amongst you in your presence. We have great joy and happiness in this meeting. We also at the same time invite you to visit us in Turkey for the same reason, to establish, increase the muhabbat and the love between the Muslimin of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The saying of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the believers with one another, in their love for one another, in their sympathetic nature towards one another, in their feelings for one another, their compassion for one another, is like, the example is given like a body, that a body, all parts of the body are in unison there to support one another. If any one of them are afflicted with an injury or illness, then the rest of the body shares in that pain. It also shares in staying awake in pain. It shares in fever that may come about because of that pain. So this bond and this love between Muslimin is something that is very, very precious.
Al-Hadith al-Thani. المشت
Second hadith quoted is that a Muslim to another Muslim is a brother. Muslims are brothers to one another. One brother, one Muslim does not oppress the other, neither does he degrade or disgrace him, and neither does he hand him or put him in such a position that he is compromised and any harm comes to him. These are the beautiful words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in encouraging mutual muhabba amongst the followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. نشكر من أعماق قلوبنا الشيخ شفيق وكذلك زملائه الشيخ محمد والشيخ عبد القادر لهذه النصائح القيمة الثمينة. نسأل الله عز وجل أن يفيدنا بأن نطبقه عمليا في حياتنا. فجزاكم الله عنا خيرا، وكذلك نحن نظهر الود والمحبة من أعماق قلوبنا لحضراتكم، ونشكركم على هذه الزيارة الطيبة. وكذلك نستفيد من هذه الفرصة أن نقول نرحب من أعماق قلوبنا ضيوفنا الكرام الذين وصلوا بعد ذلك، مولانا يوسف ومولانا فيصل من أبناء الشيخ مولانا سلمان الندوي حفظه الله تعالى. أهلا وسهلا بكم. We say جزاكم الله خيرا to our respected guests, and also they take the opportunity. We also have just after them arrived two very very noble guests, you know, one of the great ulama of the ummah at present, مولانا سلمان الندوي رحمه الله حفظه الله تعالى. His sons who are following in his footsteps, Mawlana Faisal, Mawlana Yusuf, have also just arrived shortly after the talk had started. We say to them also a warm welcome, and Jazakumullah khairan for listening attentively. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to put to practice what has been said. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. We also request you fervently to make dua for us, for our Shaykh, and especially for Turkey, the Muslims in Turkey, and you know the situation, the current difficulties that we are undergoing. We beg you to literally make dua in your special duas that Turkey remains protected, inshallah ta'ala.
إلى شرف النبي وآله وأصحابه ومشايخنا وإلى أرواح أمواتنا وأموات المسلمين. الفاتحة.